This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. In China, more than 2,000 people have now died from the coronavirus, and the number of those infected exceeds 75,000. Officials at the World Health Organization say it's crucial for impacted countries to share information with them so they can help. Meanwhile, experts say vaccine development is important, but not a priority at this point.
We all want to invest in the vaccine as a long-term solution, but there are people sick now, and there are health systems that are vulnerable now. So we need to balance our investments and invest in the weaker health systems and our own systems. And then we do the other things and we develop the vaccine.
Iran's state-run news agency reports Wednesday the coronavirus has killed two elderly Iranian citizens. Hundreds of people began disembarking a quarantine cruise ship off Japan's coast Wednesday, as the country says nearly 80 more virus cases have been confirmed on the ship after its quarantine ended. What about the Americans evacuated from the ship? AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
The U.S. evacuated more than 300 Americans over the weekend who are now in quarantine in the United States for 14 days. Americans who chose to remain on board rather than return on chartered flights will not be allowed to go back to their homes for at least 2 weeks after they come ashore. U.S. officials say they may have been exposed to the virus while they were on board the Diamond Princess. Rita Foley, Washington.
A Japanese doctor who studies viruses says if the Tokyo Olympics were tomorrow, the games probably couldn't be held because of the fast-spreading virus. The local Tokyo Olympic Organizing Committee and the International Olympic Committee have repeatedly said over the last few weeks they're following the advice of the World Health Organization and the games will go on. The modern Olympics, dating from 1896, have only been canceled during wartime, and in 1980 and 84, they went on with boycotts. This is VOA News. Supporters of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange rallied outside a London court Wednesday as he appeared via video link ahead of his extradition case. The 48-year-old is in a British prison fighting an extradition request from the United States, where he faces 18 charges, including conspiring to hack government computers and violating an espionage law. He faces decades in jail if extradited and convicted in the U.S. Australian-born Assange made headlines in 2010 when WikiLeaks published a classified U.S. military video showing a 2007 attack by Apache helicopters. U.S. President Donald Trump has ousted the Pentagon's top policy official. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the Pentagon.
Last year, John Rood certified Ukraine had made enough progress against corruption to justify releasing congressionally authorized military aid. The Trump administration's delay in doing that was central to the president's impeachment, and since the Senate acquitted him, he's gone after those he sees as disloyal. Rood is the latest. In his resignation letter, Rood wrote he's leaving at the president's request. Pentagon spokesman Jonathan Hoffman won't guess why the president wanted Rood out.
I'm not going to speculate on the motivations.
Saying the president has the right to pick who serves in policy positions. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
Six Democratic candidates are in Nevada for the ninth debate in the race to be the party's nominee to oppose U.S. President Donald Trump in November's general election. Tufts University political science professor Jeffrey Barry says candidates not polling well in Nevada need a good performance.
Klobuchar and Buttigieg could be damaged badly by a poor showing there after doing pretty well in New Hampshire. And then Elizabeth Warren has lost momentum at the expense of Bernie Sanders. And, of course, Joe Biden has faded.
Chris Galdieri, associate professor in the Department of Politics at St. Anselm College, says it's important for Bernie Sanders to look strong after doing well in his first two primaries.
I think he needs to avoid gaffes. He needs to avoid coming under fire from the other candidates and not give people reasons not to vote for it.
New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg will be on the stage for the first time. Bloomberg's name is not even on the ballot in Nevada, but he's surged in national polls in recent weeks while spending hundreds of millions of dollars of his own money on his campaign. The federal judge in the Roger Stone trial is scheduled to sentence him Thursday. Judge Amy Berman Jackson says the sentencing will take place as planned, despite President Trump saying the conviction of his close friend and confidant should be thrown out. But Jackson did appear to say she could put off an order for Stone to begin his sentence after Stone's lawyers requested a new trial. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.